Welcome to MLB from CDA Baseball. I am your host, James Morris. And today, some big news on the player Marcus Simon. Marcus Simon, a great player for the Blue Jays, has officially gone to the Texas Rangers after a disappointing season for the Rangers. And the Rangers are extremely excited to have this player with them. Marcus Simon had an amazing year last year. 45 home runs, 102 RBIs, batted .265 with 15 stolen bases. So if you have that good of a year, you're a great player, obviously. But he was a free agent after playing a good amount of seasons with the Blue Jays. And actually, Marcus Simon hit the most home runs for a second baseman. And Marcus Simon is just a great player with 45 home runs, 102 stolen bases, but .265. But he's officially gone to the Texas Rangers. And according to baseball trade reports, he is on a 7-year, $175 million contract. And he's already 31 years old, Marcus Simon. But he just signed 7 years, $175 million. So the market asking price for Carlos Correa, Corey Seager, and Trevor Story, Javier Baez, and those guys, those contracts go up. There's no doubt in everyone's mind. If how high Marcus Simon just got signed, everyone else will probably get sent higher because all those players, most of those players are better than Marcus Simon. But needless to say, the Rangers agreed giving Simon the biggest contract of any free agent to date this winter, with Simon now locking in $175 million. Nothing to say much about that. I mean, I will talk a lot more about it, but wow. To me, it's crazy. I think it's a good job done by everything for the Rangers. I think it's great what they had to do. And here's what John Daniels had to say, the president of baseball operations for the Rangers.
What I just touched on, I think it's an exciting time to be part of what we're building here. Getting in on not quite the ground floor because we feel like we've already got some momentum beneath the surface, but certainly at the big league level, you can make that analogy. Listen, we have, I think when a free agent, in our experience, we talk to marquee players, they're looking for a chance to win. They're looking for, fair market value and to be well compensated, and they're looking for an organization and a community that both they as the player and their family can be comfortable and can thrive in. Feel very, very good about start from the work our way up there. Feel very good about that piece of it. It's a great place to live, and
that's what John Daniels had to say about that. And so I think the Rangers could really do a real lot of good stuff for the I think the Rangers could be really good. That's what I'm trying to say here. I've been talking about that. I think the Mets are really good because they're going to be some players. I think since how bad the Rangers were last year, I think they're just going to be a lot better than they were last year, obviously. I don't think they're going to be a lot better. I think they might get 80 wins or so. I don't think they're much going to be like a playoff caliber type of player or type of team, but they're going to be a great team, and they're going to help them a lot. I mean, you can't really go too bad. You can't really be a super bad team with Marcus Simon on your team. Marcus Simon is an amazing player. He plays second base, as I said earlier. He's a great second baseman. He's just an all-around good player, and he actually played for the A's for a while, as well as the White Sox. And I guess also this is his first year with the Blue Jays, but spent 5 years with the Oakland A's and 2 years with the White Sox. But he's a great player. He's going to be very, very good as season goes. He is getting old, but he's a great player. And he will do very good for whatever team he's going to be on, and it's officially been for the Rangers. And he's also an all-star, by the way. He did well there. But recap on him. 45 home runs, 102 RBIs, 15 stolen bases. He batted .265, has officially signed with the Texas Rangers, who really need to get good. I guess we should say they really need to be good, and that's what they're planning on doing. Their pitching rotation needs to get better, but their hitting is going to be solid, even if they didn't get Marcus Simon. That's all we have about Marcus Simon. that I can think of so far, or whatever it is. But yeah. So now we got some other news as well. We have Avisail Garcia, a former Brewer, has officially signed with the Marlins. Garcia will earn up to, at least this according also to baseball trade rumors, Garcia will earn $53 million, according to MLB Network's John Heyman, and Garcia is represented to be a great player. And SportsGrid's Craig Mish notes that this is the largest contract the Marlins have handed out under the owners Bruce Sherman and Derek Jeter, actually, who purchased the team. But Garcia's contract is exactly double that of Mark Canha, who signed with the Mets 2 days ago at the same $13.25 million. And Garcia just signed $53 million. My opinion, Mark Canha is a better player than Avisail Garcia. Here's Avisail Garcia's stats. He had 29 home runs, 86 RBIs, and batted .262. So Mark Canha maybe, Avisail Garcia maybe a little bit better than Mark Canha, but not by much at all. Avisail Garcia had an amazing season with the Brewers. No one predicted he was going to be this good. He's getting old. He's still playing amazing. I mean, he's always been an okay player with the White Sox. 1 year with the Rays. He's all these years he's been not bad, but not amazing. But this year he just jumped out and did phenomenal. Most home runs he's ever had. Most RBIs he's ever had. Really good batting average in most games he's played. He's a great player, and he should help the I just forgot the team he's going on. Oh, the Marlins. Sorry. He's definitely helped the Marlins, especially with that right field and the power bat he has. He'd definitely help them in the right field. He's a great outfielder, and with his hitting, he will help them as well, because the Marlins are the lowest market team in baseball. And to really need a player like that that's cheap and worthy. I feel like they could have gotten for a bit cheaper just because Canha was cheaper. But they're probably thinking on the market, you know, if we sign him for more expensive, our contenders might sign him for even more money, you know. So they want their contenders to not do well, that's for sure. But obviously, Garcia, he's happy to be with the Marlins. I think he's going to do really well with the Marlins as well. You know, the Marlins just got rid of Starling Marte a little while ago, you know, because they couldn't afford him. They got rid of Adam Duvall. They couldn't afford him as well. Made a lot of trades. The Marlins can be very good. We all know they have extreme potential to be a huge playoff contender for sure. But it's just whether if they can keep players on their team. You know, they really... I know they have a low market. They can't keep big-name players for a while. But, I mean, if you're an MLB team and you have enough money to be an MLB team, you can probably afford to at least re-sign him for one more year than you already have him. You could probably keep Starling Marte for a couple years longer. Avisail Garcia, 4-year contract, I believe it was. That's smart, but, you know, like I said, it's 4 years. That's good, but Avisail Garcia isn't really known to be a great player. But he probably will, and we all know that he has the talent to do that. And he will help the Marlins for sure. I don't think his stats are going to even mean close to this year. He might hit 20 home runs this year. I don't think he's going to even hit 70 RBIs this year. And he'll probably be around the same batting average this year, next year, about .262. I think he's going to about .245 with 20 home runs and what 70 something RBIs, 8 stolen bases he has as well. So good speed to that power, I guess. nothing really much. I can say much more about that. He's a good player. He throws right both. He's 6'4", 250. He's a great player, and the Marlins are excited to have him, and we all know. Now, lastly, we're going to talk about the Brian Buxton. Brian Buxton is an amazing player. He has agreed a 7-year contract extension worth $100 million, according to Ken Rosenthal. Center fielder Brian Buxton and the Minnesota Twins are agreeing on a 7-year, $100 million contract extension. Buxton received a full no-trade clause in the deal. He will be paid $500,000 every time he reaches 502, 533, 567, 600, and 625 plate appearances. So I'm going to repeat that because it probably kind of confused you. He'll get $500,000 every time he reaches 502 plate appearances, 533 plate appearances, 567 plate appearances, 600 plate appearances, and 625 plate appearances, according to sources. So that's a lot. Most players don't get that much money, that's for sure. Brian Buxton is an amazing player. Honestly, he's probably the greatest center fielder in baseball right now. He got hurt. He broke his hand like twice right away. So he only he didn't have to play that much games. I think he played 60 games. But during that 60 game stretch, he batted .306 with 19 home runs, 9 stolen bases, and 32 RBIs. So we know he has everything. He has those stuff in him. He's a great player. He can really do really, really well. I really like Brian Buxton. I think he's the greatest outfielder in baseball. He's a Gold Glove winner. He's a Platinum Glove. He's amazing. I think he deserves to be All-Star every year if he keeps like how he's been playing. He's known to be amazing outfield. He's mostly known for his outfield skills, but he can also hit extremely well. And in my opinion, that's the most important part in baseball is hitting. But he's been in the league for 6-7 years now, and his most years he played 140 games, and he's played his entire career with the Twins. I don't really know too much about him, so I don't know if he got hurt between those stretches. He went 46, 92 games, not that much games, 61 games, 254 plate appearances in 2021, but had a great year. And he's an amazing player. He batted .306, his highest batting average his entire career when he played 61 games. But still, he was actually an MVP candidate, I believe it was, in 2000. Yeah, he was an MVP in 2020, I believe it was. I'm not for sure on that, don't quote me. But he's a great player. Brian Buxton has officially got an extension contract with the Minnesota Twins. And everyone is really liking what's happening to him. So Brian Buxton has also MVP bonuses in each year of the deal. $8 million for finishing first, $7 million for second, $6 million for third, $5 million for fourth, $4 million for fifth, $3 million for finishing sixth. So that's what's been happening to him. Because of the various injuries, though, he's been playing. He has only played more than 100 games just once in his career, when he appeared 140 games and won his only Gold Glove award. And he had 511 plate appearances that game. For his career, Buxton has a .258 average, 7 home runs, 204 RBIs, and 7 seasons, all with the Twins. I think it's amazing for me. I think he's a great player, and I think Brian Buxton will help them tremendously. More news, Tampa Bay Rays have just added Corey Kluber to a rotation 1-year deal. He's an amazing player, and he can help the team dramatically when and where, really, with any team. It's guaranteed he'll do amazing with the Rays, and we're just going to show you some highlights here soon. Corey Kluber, you're going to hear it anyway. But the deal is worth $8 million and could be worth $13 million if it reaches that. And here's what this. Yeah, it wasn't working very well. My bad. But that was his no-hitter. He threw a no-hitter right there. Here we go. That's gonna be it. It's his no-hitter, and he went 5-3, 3.83 ERA for 16 starts for the Yankees. He has now gone with the Rays, and he's an amazing player. He actually pitched that no-hitter against the Rangers. That's funny, in my opinion. But I think it's amazing what's going to happen for Corey Kluber. He's a great player, and he's just a good player. He's a good pitcher. He has amazing pitches. He has won the Cy Young twice, but did not pitch a full season in 2018. Spent his first 9 seasons in Cleveland and was a 3-time All-Star, striking out more than 200 batters 5 times. Corey Kluber, for his career, is 103-61 with a 3.19 ERA for Texas, Cleveland, and the Yankees, according to Jesse Rogers for ESPN. So, Corey Kluber also has signed a lot of signing going on. The Mets have been doing really well with their trades. Rangers have been doing a lot. Marlins also said that they're not even close to being done. After getting Avisail Garcia, they're still not even close to being done. They said they're good. They want to be good, and they're going to keep this going. So that's that. I want to try to make this podcast 20 minutes, but I guess that's not going to happen. But I just want to see if there's anything else we can talk about. I don't think there is, but just want to make my prediction real fast. I know this is way too early, but who is going to be in the World Series if this season started right now, and who would be the worst and best teams? I think right now the Mets would play. So the Mets, they've gotten great players, Starling Marte and all those great players. So I'm trying to think. The Mets are a National League team. So I think it would be the Mets. They were 77-85 last year, and now they're going to be phenomenal. So I think it's going to be the Mets versus the Rays next year. I think that's what's going to happen. I think it's going to be a great game, and I think it's going to be neck and neck for that World Series. And I think the worst teams are going to be the Twins and the Reds, probably. The Reds are not been doing anything. Basically, maybe the Pirates, too. Orioles, I think, are going to be decent this year, surprisingly decent, because they really do have good players. And you got Ryan Mountcastle, Trey Mancini. Forget the other guy. The Orioles actually just picked up Solano Perez. And are excited to have him. He's a decent pitcher, and so that's good. The AFL championship was a couple days ago as well. But I believe that's it. There's nothing much more to say about what's going on. But my podcast is called, I don't know what I'm gonna call it. But Marcus Simon has officially signed with the Rangers. And the Rangers are going to be very good this year. I think they're going to be a surprise team. And they're going to help. He's going to help the Rangers and all their talent that they have. Well, I appreciate the listen to whoever's listening. Make sure to scroll down and look at my other podcasts or my other podcast episodes. Thank you for listening to MLB from CDA Baseball. I am James Morris, and thank you for listening. And see you next time.